We left off yesterday, still in the middle of the Shlomo HaMelech Gemaras. So we had one last story in the Shlomo HaMelech Gemaras before we move on to the next thing, where the Gemara had it that Shlomo HaMelech had kept Ashmadai, this king of all Shadim, incarcerated for some time, and then Shlomo HaMelech had to ask him, why are you better than us? What do Shadim have over mankind? And Ashmadai demonstrated to him by taking his chain and his ring and swallowing Shlomo Melech perhaps and spitting him out or throwing him a very great distance. And apparently Ashmadai had demonstrated a certain koach over Shlomo Melech, and Shlomo Melech was stuck as no longer being Melech, because Ashmadai sort of threw him out. So Shlomo Melech, at this point, we left off about 10 lines from the bottom of the page, he would go around from door to door, and kalhecha demato, wherever he would go, Amar ani kohela seisi melech al Yisrael b'Yerushalayim. He would say, I'm Shlomo, I used to be king over Yerushalayim. So kimata gabe Sanhedrin, when he got to the Sanhedrin, Amru Rabbanan, the Rabbanan were a little confused, because they said, Michti, shota b'chadu milsa lo sarich. Normally, if someone's a shota, which they had to assume this guy was, because as far as they knew, their Shlomo Melech that they knew was still sitting on the throne in Yerushalayim, because Ashmedai was a demon, and he was able to take on different forms, so they believed that Shlomo Melech was still in Yerushalayim, he was still sitting on the throne. But this guy, this crazy man, who's going around claiming to be Shlomo Melech, normally that's not the way a shota acts. Normally a shota does not say the same thing over and over again. He says a lot of crazy things. But this guy just keeps on saying the same thing, keeps on saying that he's Shlomo Melech. Rashi says, Einu nidbak lomar davar echad shel shtos. So shota doesn't say one crazy thing. Kol hayamim, sheze omer yisi melech, ve'einu omer davar shtos acheres. He seems like a totally normal person in every other element of his life. This is the big issue. It just occurred to me. I should have looked into it beforehand, but it just occurred to me now. There's a big issue in halacha regarding a shota davar echad. What if you have someone who has was one mishagas? Rav Moshe has a tshuva, if I recall correctly, regarding someone whether he has a din of a shota giving a get to his wife when the guy functioned normally. He had a job and he functioned pretty much normally, except for one thing. He used to run around telling people that he was Mashiach, and he would sometimes take things away from people, climb up a tree and say, I'm not coming down and giving it to you until you tell me that I'm Mashiach. He was absolutely convinced that he was Mashiach. So the question is, does such a person have a din of a shota? He's able to function in normal society, he's able to function in Mekach u'Memkar without a problem, but he believes he's Mashiach. So is a shota l'davar echad a shota l'kol advarim? Do you necessarily say that he's a shota l'kol advarim? And obviously this is not a halachic gemara, but it sounds from this gemara that the Chum say that's not a shota. The definition of a shota is not someone who says one thing, it's someone who says a lot of crazy things, someone who's crazy all over the place. So they said, you know, we need to look into this. I mean, they make it sound like, the Gemara makes it sound like it's impossible, that there's no such thing. Meaning, why would you say one crazy thing? Why would you be a shotel davar echad? But anyway, so they say, Mayhai, Amrulei b'nayahu, so they sent a message to b'nayahu, and they said, Kabaylach malka l'gabay? Has the king asked for your presence anytime soon? Has he requested to see you anytime recently, rather? Have you seen Shlomo recently? He said, no, he hasn't come to ask for me recently. So they sent to the queens. Has the king shown up? Has the king come to you at all or asked for your presence? So Shalchulu in Kasi. So the queens said, yeah, sure he's come. Shalchulu. They said, okay, next time he asks for you to come, what we want you to do is check his feet. Why the feet? So apparently, the Ben Yehuda explains that a shade can look like a human being, but the feet can never look like a human's feet. Why? So says Ben Yehuda, because the feet represents Gashmius, right? The feet represents the Iker Makoma Gashmius, because that's what really attaches us to the Aretz. It's what really keeps us on this ground is our feet. So since the shade, as we said yesterday, spends half his day learning in Masifta Derekiah and half his day learning in the Masifta Da'ara, he's all over the place. He's a little bit in the Masifta Derekiah, a little bit in the Masifta Da'ara. So therefore, the shave doesn't have normal feet that a human being would have, because on the Gashmi level, he can't bring himself down to that level of Gashmius, because he's a little too much Ruchani in order to bring himself to that level of Gashmius. This idea that the feet represent the Gashmius is obviously a very common idea in Jewish thought, right? We have Shalna Alecha Me'al Raglecha, that Moshe Rabbeinu comes to a holy place for the first time in Chumash in the beginning of Shemos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him first thing as he's about to draw close to the Makom HaShechina, to the burning bush. So what does he hear? The call that comes out says, Al Tikra Valom, don't come so close, Shal Nalech Me'al Raglecha. You need to remove your shoes first. Because again, the shoes and the feet represent a certain level of Gashmius. So as Pashtos HaGashmius, so the shade won't have won't have human feet. So they said, did you look at his feet? So Shalchulu, they said, but Moki Kas, he always comes wearing socks. We never get to see his feet. So v'katavaluhu b'nidu sayu. But once you mention it, you're asking questions about weird things that might be going on with him. Something strange. He keeps on trying to have bia with us, even while we're nidos. He's interested in sleeping with us, which he never did in the past. And now all of a sudden, he's trying to sleep with us even when we're nidos. V'katavalu nami l'basheva ime. And not only that, he's tovea basheva his mother also. He's trying to sleep with Basheva, his mother, as well. So he's acting really weird. He's doing all these strange things. So the whole concept is a little bit strange. The shade is trying to sleep with all these women. So is there such a concept that a shade has the ability to have tashmish amita with somebody? So I just came across this morning the Taz in Evin Ezer and the Beis Shmuel there in Simin Vav have a discussion, quoting from Tshuvas Maharam Lublin, about a strange story where a woman was nivala mishade, a woman had bia with a shade that came to her in the image of her husband. And the question is, does she become the Aseres Labayla? This is an actual tshuva. Does she become a surah to her husband if this shade dressed up like the husband, and the husband says, oh, it wasn't me? So my first thing would be to maybe question the husband and his sanity, because if he says it wasn't him, but it looked just like him, so maybe there's some issues with him. But anyway, so the post can discuss what the issue is with whether this would answer her to her husband. The Chida also discusses in his generation, Chuvas Chida in the Chida in Chuvas Chaim Sha'al discusses. He says the same Maisa happened in his generation, and he brings a whole bunch of rayas that beer with the shade is not going to ask for the woman on her husband. Again, the Rambam writes already in his generation before the Chida that there's no such thing as shadim, that this is all superstition. This isn't really true. None of this could happen. We pointed out a couple of days ago, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in his Sefer Emes Liakov that the Rambam doesn't argue on all the Gemaras that talk about Shadim, that the Rambam just holds that by the time the Rambam's generation came around, the spiritual forces in this world were not what they used to be, and therefore, because we don't have, in both in the positive and the negative, we don't have Nevuah, and we don't have Ruach HaKodesh, we don't have those positive spiritual forces, Mimela, there's a balance that has to be maintained in the world, we don't have those negative spiritual forces either. So the Rambam held, by his generation, it wasn't there anymore. But not necessarily that it wasn't ever there. Unclear if that's really Pshat in the Rambam, but it's a nice Pshat either way.
Wouldn't she be in the house anyway, if it was a regular person who drifted
well,
the husband?
I mean, it's hard to say that it's an anus, meaning she, the maisa bia she did baratzon. So, meaning if it's not, it wasn't a meridal baila, she wasn't doing this as certainly to go against her husband. I would imagine that's one of the considerations in the chidas tshuva. Again, I'm not sure. Anyway, so basically, they tell the Sanhedrin, look, there's this guy that Shlomo is acting really weird. He's doing all these strange things. So asiyo l'Shlomo. So they brought the guy who was running around claiming to be Shlomo, who actually, as it turns out, was Shlomo. And v'havalei is kasev shushulta d'chak galei shem. They gave him the chain and the ring that had the Shem Hashem on it. So, and they told him, go back to your palace and try to get rid of Ashmedai. You got to fight him for your throne. So, ki ayil chazia parach. So, when he came, Ashmedai saw him and he flew away. He saw that he had the chain and the, you know, he he was in that chain for long enough. He didn't want to be in that chain anymore. When he first was in it, he was thrashing and trying to get out of it. And now, and then he finally tricked Shlomo into letting him out of the chains. So he flew away. But even though he flew away, Shlomo Melch, for the rest of his life, lived in fear of this demon. And that's what the pasuk says, that Shlomo Melch had around his bed 60 giborim around his bed from the gibori Yisrael, all of them with swords, all of them trained to, in the ways of war. Ish charbal yirecho, each man with a sword on his thigh. Mipachad balelos, because of the terror that he had at night. Meaning, what was the terror? Shlomo Melch's terror of this shade. Rav Shmuel, Chadam Melech, Vehediv, Chadam Melech, Vehediv Melech. In general, there's Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, whether Shlomo Melech was a Melech and then a Hedyot, and that was it, meaning he died as a Hedyot, or was Shlomo Melech, Melech, Vehediv, Melech? Did Shlomo Melech actually return to his Malchus? So apparently, the version we just read is that Shlomo Melech became a Hedyot, but then again returned to his Malchus afterwards. Okay, now the Gemara from here on, certainly for the rest of this daf and into tomorrow's daf, thank God, not the entire tomorrow's daf, goes through various medications for Talmudic medications for various illnesses, starting with illnesses of the head, working the way down to the illnesses of the feet. But it's going to go through all the medicine. So I sent an email yesterday morning after Shachris to three other Daf Yomi Magide Shir. What do you do? What do you do with tomorrow's daf? So my brother emailed me back that he fell asleep twice doing it, so he doesn't know how he's going to get people at 5:30 in the morning to be interested. But I'll try to be polite about it at least. So Rabbi Razner said, "What are you talking about? It's my father's favorite daf in all of Shas." So we should have invited Dr. Razner maybe to give the daf. Maybe he could have found a way to make it interesting. But and Menachem Kagan emailed me back that you should discuss why it's in Shas. If I knew why it was in Shas, I could discuss why it's in Shas, but I have no idea. I heard this morning Rabbi Razner said in his, for a few minutes upstairs before I came down, I heard Rabbi Razner said in his Daf Yomi Shir that there's a general machlokas about, which is on projectsinai.org, for anyone who may be listening at home. Anyway, that there's a machlokas about whether you have to believe every word of Shas. Meaning whether you have to believe these types of gemaras. Obviously, every word of halacha that Chazal say, so of course, you don't want to be a kofar b'divrei Chazal, that would be a terrible thing. But what about these types of gemaras? So the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim seems to say explicitly in Gimel Yud Dalet in Mor Nevuchim that you don't have to believe these things, that the science of Chazal is based on the science, popular science of the times, that what was accepted as scientific knowledge of the times, and we have better scientific knowledge than they had. That's one area where we are superior, not because we're superior to the Chacham, but because our scientists are superior to their scientists, and therefore we don't have to believe any of this or think any of it is true or accurate. Others are not so convinced. Others, the Chavis Yair says that, no, the pshat is we don't know how to use these medications, because Chazal didn't give us the precise way to use them, meaning they didn't give us the measurements and they didn't give us all the conditions. They just gave us some basic rough ideas, and they had a mesorah of how to use them. They knew how to use these medications. But really, they all do work, and you should believe that they all work. Chavrusa quoted, Rabbi Razman quoted a Nodeb Yehuda, which I'm not convinced has anything to do with this, really. Nodeb Yehuda, which we've discussed here on a number of occasions in the past, whenever we discuss the Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, Nodeb Yehuda was asked from a guy that had a shidduch mentioned for his daughter who had the same name as him. The prospective son-in-law had the same name as the prospective father-in-law. And the guy wanted to know, is this okay? So obviously the guy was referring to the Tzavas Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid says you should stay away from such things. Incidentally, when I was at a chassan recently talking to Rabbi Willig said that he's convinced that this Tzavad Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid had nothing to do with anything mystical, names. He said the Tzavad Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid was pashut. He was worried about the Kibbut Aveim issue. That how are you going to go call the name of the husband when it's really the father's name, and you're going to end up being pogay on the Kibbut Av a whole bunch of times, because certainly in front of the father, it's certainly usher to call someone else by their name in front of the father, and it's going to cause all sorts of problems. My brother wrote a tshuva about this when my sister married someone with the same name as my father, my brother wrote a tshuva about this topic, and my brother said that for my sister, if her husband is makbid, that she be called, forgetting whether they're allowed to get married. Let's assume they are, because they are. If her husband is makbid, that he be called by his name. So then you have kavod baila versus kavod avia, that the Gemara in Kiddushin says beferish, that you listen to the husband rather than the father. If he's makbid, that he be called by that name. If he has a middle name, then he doesn't mind. So then it's not such akbada. Anyway, but that tshuva says that in general, when dealing with Savav Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, he says you have to be very careful. He says, in general, when you find a guy who writes a book that says things that are against Shas, generally that person is not one of our Chachamim. Can't be counted amongst our Chachamim. If someone says things, afilu neged kutzo shel yud of Shas, he's not one of our Chachamim. And his point was that Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid says a whole bunch of things that are against Beferish Gemaras. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, but I can't say that about Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, so I'll have to assume that Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid wasn't really talking to us, he was talking to his family, and that he's allowed to do. For his own family, he could say, yeah, Chazal, we're talking to the masses, I'm talking to my family. But Rabbi Razor understood that no debut, when he says afilu neged kutzo shel yud of Shas, means this type of Gemara as well. I don't know. I don't know why you have to say that. I'm not sure that that's the case. Afilu kutzo shel yud of Shas might mean of halacha Gemaras, of Gemaras that, or even hashkafa Gemaras, but Gemaras that relate to science. I'm not so convinced that's what he was referring to. The debut, interestingly, at the end of the tshuva says, and why do people keep asking me questions like this? Everyone's worried about the names and this. How about asking me? Look, I'm concerned. Chazal say in the Gemara Pesachim, in Gemaras that we for sure have to believe, say in the Gemara Pesachim that l'ol miyasi adam bito lebas tamal chacham, the tamal chacham. You should always marry off your daughter to a tamal chacham. You should always try to marry a bas tamal chacham. I haven't gotten a single shayla about that yet. No one says, I'm worried. Are we allowed to give my daughter to marry this guy? He's not a tamal chacham. He says, maybe you should worry about these things before you worry about the names. So it's a more important concern. Okay, anyway, let's see the Gemaras. I'm just clarifying whether I should read it from the article. Maybe keep you awake. I'll read it from the Gemaras, and you'll correct me when I get everything wrong. So, says the Gemara, L'dama d'reisha, when a person has bleeding in his head, Lesi Shravina, he should bring boxwood, uvina, and willow. Obviously, I looked up a bunch of these words. Va'asadara, and fresh myrtle. V'zesa, and olives. V'chilfa, and something else that I didn't know what it was. V'chilfi diyama, and cloves. V'yavla, and yavla, v'lishlukinu bahade adadi, and he should boil them all together, v'lintal tlasmei akasi ahai gisa d'resha, tlasmei akasi ahai gisa d'resha, and he should pour 300 cups on this side of the head, and 300 cups on the other side of the head, v'ilo, and if that doesn't work, the Gemara keeps saying on all these medications, v'ilo, so ilo might mean that doesn't work, or it might just mean you don't want to do that, because some of these are pretty gruesome, so v'ilo, and if that's not going to happen, for whatever reason, leise vardachiv, right, you should bring a white rose, the kai b'chadara, whose leaves are all in one row, v'lishlake, and you should boil it up, v'lintol shisim kasi ahaygisa, d'resha v'shisim kasi ahaygisa d'resha, and pour 60 cups on one side of his head, and 60 cups on the other side of his head. Period. Litzalichasa, for a migraine headache, leisi tarnagola bra, let him bring a wild tarnagol, which we had in yesterday's Gemara, that was the one that was in charge of the Shamir, v'lishkate b'zuzachivra, and let him shecht it with a zuz, with a coin that's been sharpened, a silver coin that you sharpen the edge so that you're able to shecht an animal. Hu gisa d'kayevle, and he'll shecht it right over the side of his head that hurts him. Meaning it doesn't literally mean a migraine headache. Slichasa literally means a headache of half the head, but that's what generally we refer to as a migraine headache. So half the head, meaning he should shecht it right over the half of the head that's bothering him. V'nizdar midami delo l'sminu la'enei, and he should be careful that the blood doesn't blind his eyes, that it doesn't get into his eyes and blind him. V'litzia b'sefit above, and he should hang the chicken on the doorpost. V'chi'ay el chayef pe, that when he goes in to his house, he should brush up against it. V'chi'nafik chayef pe, and when he leaves his house, he should brush up against it. Livrukasi, for brukasi, which is cataracts, leisei akrava deshevchumri, let him bring a scorpion that has seven colors, v'niyavshei betula, and let him dry it out in the shade, v'nishchok, and grind it up, tarti mansa kuchla v'chada mansa mine. And he should, when he grinds it up, he should mix it together with one third of it being from ground scorpion and two thirds of kchal being ground up together. V'limli flasa mikchali b'hayena. And he should pour three measures of the powder, the ground up powder, in one eye. Utflasa mikchali b'hayena. And three measures of the ground up powder in the other eye. Tzfeilo limli. But more than that, he shouldn't put in. Dilo pake ene. Because if he doesn't pay careful attention to exactly these measurements, so his eye could burst wide open. So you don't want to do that. You don't want to put in too much. It's not good for you. Probably in general, with a lot of these refuels, we don't want to take the chances because they probably have, many of them may have dangerous side effects. L'shviri delele, even if you believe that they're not based on science, that they actually work. L'shviri delele, if one has night blindness, Nasi should, you can't see at night, Nasi should the barker, you should bring the tail of an animal, whether it be a cow or a horse, Rashi says, v'nesu chad karamine, and he should tie one of his legs to one end of the tail, and meaning you should cut the tail off of the animal, tie one of his legs to one end of the tail, and and the leg of a dog to the other end of the tail. Vinitrafe yunuke chaspa abasre, and the kid should shake and make noise with pottery right behind him. Vrele mule, and should say to him the following: Asa kalva achsa tarnagola, the old dog and the mad hen. You should say such a phrase. Rashi says v'yomu lachash ze. He should say this lachash, this magic phrase, and you say this magic phrase and it works. The Rashba, Masechta Shabbos Daf Samach Zayin, says that a lachash, in general, if you don't know if it's an effective form of refuah, you're not sure, you think it might work, or might not work, so he quotes Yeshe Hitiru, there are those that allow using such a lachash, because it's only usher to use a lachash that you checked and turned out to not be refu beduka, turned out to be ineffective. However, Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, Shar Gimel, Os Kuf Dalet, writes that it's mamish usher to use any sort of lachash unless you know for sure that it works. It's a refu shein beduka, it's absolutely usher to use any form of lachash, it's like witchcraft to use such a thing, again, unless you know that it works. We don't understand why all medications work, and if it happens to work for whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it work, well, then it works. But unless you know that it works, then you can't, you're not allowed to use it. The Rashi, Masechta Shabbos over there, says that Davar Sheniris Refuaso, something that is evident that it works, Kigon Shtias Kos, like drinking a certain potion or whatever, a medication, that's Ein Bo Mishum Darkei Amori, that's not Usser. Aval Davar, says Rashi, but something She'eni Keres Refuaso, Kigon Lachash, Hareyu Midarkei Amori. But something that you don't see where it could possibly work, how this could possibly be a medication, like a lachash, he says it's asr, it's Darkei Amori to do such a thing. Over here, Chazal used a lachash, so it sounds like it must have been a refuah beduka, this lachash. Unclear to us how that could be, but whatever. Okay. V'ligvi shev umtzi mi shiva bate v'lus vinu ne'ale b'tzinora didash, and he should take seven pieces of raw meat from seven homes, and he should put it by his doorway. V'nechlinu b'kulkule demasa, and he should eat the meat in the city dumps. Basar hachi lifshot shudra barka. After that, he should remove the animal's hair from his leg. He should untie his leg. V'neim ruhachi, and he should say the following: Shavriri de ploni bar plonisa, the blindness of ploni ben ploni. Shefkinu le ploni bar plonisa, leave ploni ben ploni. And then he should blow right into the pupil of the dog's eye. Okay, l'shviri di mama, that's for what we just discussed for nighttime blindness. What if a person can't see during the day? So leisi shuva sumki migava dechiusa, he should bring seven spleens from freshly shechted animals. V'nitvinu achas b'dumna, and he should roast it on a piece of pottery of a blood letter. V'leisiv iyu migavai, and he should sit inside. V'nishachrina me'avrai, someone else should sit outside. V'nemele avira havli de'echel, and the blind man should say, give me something to eat. V'nemele heich, and the other guy should say, psicha sav echel, and the guy who sees should say, come and eat, sit and eat. U'basav da'achel litvrei l'chaspa, and after he eats, they should break the chaspa, they should break the shard. D'ilo hadri lavei, if you don't break that shard, the blindness is going to come right back. Fine, next illness. L'dami da'asi min l'chira, for a nosebleed. Again, we keep working our way down the body. L'esi gavra kohen d'shmei Levi. They should bring a kohen whose name happens to be Levi, whose parents wanted to be funny. Right? V'licht of Levi l'mafreya, and they should write his name Levi backwards. V'ilo l'esi in d'shmei alma v'nicht of Levi, and if you can't find a kohen whose name is Levi, just bring any guy and write ana papi shila bar sumki l'mafreya. Write the phrase ana papi shila bar sumki backwards. V'ilo, and if not, nicht of Lehachi. You should write as follows: Tam dali b'mei kesef, the taste of a bucket in silver water. Tam dali b'mei pagam, the taste of a bucket with tainted water, in tainted water. V'lo, and if that's not going to happen, leisei ikra da aspasta, bring the root of a plant, of a certain type of plant, va'ashla de puri atika, and the ropes or the strings that used to hold up the beds. They used to have a different kind of bed than we have, so the strings that would hold the bed together, v'kortisa, and a piece of rag paper, umariki and saffron, v'sumka de luliva, and the red part of a palm, of a lulav, v'naklinu b'hadei adadi, and you should burn them all together. V'leisei kvavadam, and you should bring balls of wool, the nigdol tati psilta, and you should make two psilos, two wicks, two strings out of the wool. You should spin it, twist it into two strings, the litmish bechal, and soak it in vinegar, the nigdaval bikitma hadin, and roll them in these ashes of the stuff you burnt, the nesib bin chirei, and you should put them in your nostrils, and that will stop the nosebleeds. The ilo, and if you don't want to do that, lechzi amas amayim da'azos mimizra klape mariv, you have to find a body of water that runs from east to west. Put one foot on one side of the river, one foot on the other side of the river. And you should take mud in your hand, diyamina, in your right hand. Take mud in your right hand from underneath where your left foot is planted on the ground. And take mud in your left hand from that which is under your right foot. And you should twist the two wicks of wool. And you should soak it in the mud, v'nesav b'nechira, and you put that muddy piece of wool in your nose. V'ilo, and if not, meaning that if that's not going to happen, leisiv tusei marzva, you should sit under a spout of water, v'naisu maya v'lishtu alei, and you should bring the water to be poured over you, v'lemu ki hechi depaski hani maya lifsok dami deplanya bar planisa, and you should say this phrase, that just like this water is going to stop, so to the water the blood of this person should stop. L'damadasi mipuma, if you have blood that comes out of your mouth, but kinen le begilu dechitasa, they check for a straw of wheat. Isarich, if the blood sticks to that straw, to piece of straw, mireyakasi, then you know that the blood has come from the lungs, v'isle takanta, and you can diagnose that the person will be able to have a refua. V'ilo, but if the blood doesn't stick to that straw, mikvedakasi v'isle takanta, then you're in trouble. Then it's coming from the liver, and there's not going to be any way to fix it. Armle ravami ravashi, really? V'anon nipchatanan, don't we learn that the opposite in the Mishnah, there's an actual piece of Talmud Torah? If the liver was taken out of an animal and nothing was left from it, or a lung that was punctured or is missing, this is the definition of a trefa. The Gemara, the Mishnah is listing off all the different trefas of an animal. So which sounds worse, the ailments of the liver or the ailments of the lung? In order for a liver to be a problem, it needs to be completely gone. There has to be nothing left of it. In order for a lung to be a problem, even a single puncture would ruin a lung. Yet we're saying over here by the human being, by a person, that if the blood is coming from the lung, it's okay, he'll be alright, that there's a refuah. But if it's coming from the liver, forget it, then he's done. What do you mean? It sounds the opposite of what the halachos of trefos are. So says the Gemara, so the question, does the animal, the Gemara is obviously assuming that the animal lung and liver has to match up with the human lung and liver. His question, are all the trefils like that? Tosfos discussed that earlier. So he said, no, since it comes from his mouth, we can assume that the liver is totally dissolved, meaning it's not just that he has some sort of wound or injury in his liver. If the blood is coming out of his mouth from his liver, the liver is gone already, it's done. Amramar, and so we said before, Imireya Kasi Yisli Takante. If it comes from his lung, so there's some takana, my takante. What's the way to fix it? Lacey Shiva Kuni, back to the medicines now. Lacey Shiva Kuni mi pyramid dislika. He should bring seven fistfuls from sliced beets, the Shiva Kuni pyramid dekarti, and seven fistfuls of sliced leeks, the Chamisha Kuni Preda, and five fistfuls of a different herb, of a type of herb, Utlasa Kuni de Talpachi, and three fistfuls of lentils, the Kuna de Kumuna, and a fistful of cumin, ukuna de chavli, and a fistful of something else, ukunegdan kansa patirasa, and the fat of a bechor animal of a patirasa means like the peter, the first animal that came out of its mother's womb. So the fat of a bechor, an animal that was a bechor, he should also be brought in equal measure to all these things, kunegdan in equal measure. The liv shel deichel, and he should cook it and eat it all. The lishtia basrei shichur charifa de teves, and afterwards he should drink very sharp schnapps, the very sharp beer that fermented in the month of Teves. Lakava for lakacha, rather, four teeth. Amar Rab Bar Avuna, if a person's teeth hurt, Amar Rab Bar Avuna, leisei tuma yichida, you should bring a single clove of garlic. V'nimrasei b'mishcha u'milcha, and you should grind it with oil and with salt. V'nesvei atufray d'liona, and you should put it on his thumbnail. Tahu gisa d'kayevlei, on the side of the hand that bothers him. V'nehadalei gadanfa delisha, and you should bring a ring of dough. V'nizdar lebisrei, and you should be careful that it doesn't touch his flesh directly. D'kashi lechivra, because it could cause saras if it touches his flesh directly. Okay, lechinchi, it's a question, and Chazal say a lot of things cause tzaras. Right? Fish and meat supposedly cause tzaras also. So that's a question in the Achronim. Do we accept that? Meaning, are we careful to separate fish and meat? So the Magen Avraham says that when nowadays we see that it doesn't cause tzaras anymore, so we don't have to be careful anymore. Generally speaking, though, we are makpid. Even though many of the refuahs of Chazal, the concerns of refuah of Chazal, we're not necessarily makpid about, this we are makpid about. Rav Adi Yosef explains that we're makpid about that particular issue because we can't see for sure that it doesn't cause tzaras. We don't know for sure what Chazal were talking about and that it doesn't. But something that you know what the concern was, like let's say with something that's giloy, something that you leave exposed, where the concern was that a snake is going to come and deposit his venom. We know we don't have snakes in our homes, so we know that it's not going to be a problem. So anyway, so he tries to be mechalik between those two types of concerns. Anyway, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chamosi ki mamru v'ikra de chumasi adif mi mamru. What does that mean? Chamosi ki mamru, that the chamosi is like mamru, and ikra de chamosi, the root of chamosi, is better than mamru. Whatever that. What? No more clear. Okay, good. V'ninkot pepume, and he should put it in his mouth. Hani lu kume, that will stop the swelling. V'shuli laisi pari de resh nafya, and for the swelling, he should bring for the bruises rather. He should bring bran from the top of the sieve. V'talpachi ba'frayu, and the lentils in there. Can't read what I wrote over here. In their soil, okay. Vishuvlilta v'chumrasa de kashusa, and he should bring hops and hop blossoms. V'ninkot kamguza bepume, and he should put a nut-sized piece of it in his mouth. Le'aftuche, to then swell them up. Limpach lechavre tachli chivarta begila de chitasa. He should bring white cress seeds and blow it through wheat straw. La'asuke lese afra mitula de besakise. In order to grow back the skin where the wounds are left open, he should bring dirt from the shade of the besakise, right near the besakise. V'nigvol b'duvsha, and he should knead it with honey. V'nechol, and he should eat it. Demalile, that's considered to be healthy for him. Levarsim for head ailment. Lesi ki psikta dinishtar v'chi amguzu dechalvanisa duvshanisa. Brings these different ingredients. Amali tarvada duvsha chivra, and a tarva of white honey. Umali natla basmachuzu charmen akida, and a natla of clear wine. Neshlakinu badei adadi. You should cook them all together. V'chi bashel nishtar Bashale Kule. And when he cooks it, he should cook. The siman that it's cooked when one of the items is totally cooked, then he'll know that the rest is cooked. V'lo, and if he doesn't want to do that, leisu v'yasa the chalba di'izachivati, he should bring a revius of fat from a white goat. I'm going to switch to the article now because this is painful. I have a photocopy here. Yeah, so v'nitayfei atlas kilchei krova, and you should let it drip over three cabbage stalks in a vessel. V'nichav shebegavza de maharmin, and you should then stir it with a twig of maharmin. V'chibashal gavza be maharmin bashal kule. And when the maharmin twig is totally cooked, then you know that the whole thing is totally cooked. V'lo, and if he's not going to do that, leisi nafki dechal b'chivara, he should bring the excrement of a white dog. V'nigvol b'natfa, knead it with balsam. V'chama de'efshar, and whenever it's possible, nafka lo nechal, you shouldn't eat the excrement of Mifrak because it's not so healthy to eat excrement. Okay. Ligra for Ligera for Gira, Lighty Gira Delilta, you should bring in a Gira Delilta, which is a type of stone, I believe. The Nivchen, you should turn it upside down. Vinishti Mayilave Vinishti, and you should pour water over it and drink it. Vilo Lighty Mimayi de Ishti Minayu Kalba Belayla, and if not, you should bring water that an animal, that a dog had drunk from at night. Vinizdar Migliuba, you should be careful that about Giloy, that it shouldn't have been left uncovered in an area where snakes can be found. Ligiluya, if he drank water that was left uncovered where snakes can be found, you should drink an anpik of undiluted wine. Like I mentioned before, giloy I don't think is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. The tsaras issue of meat and fish is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, and the reason I said before, lemorsa for an abscess, an anpik of wine with red aloe, lepircha deliba for faintness of heart, lighti tlaspor shiyasa desari, you should bring three loaves of barley bread, mishtirinu b'chamka v'dolah v'rilavei arban yomin, soak them in chamka, that's less than 40 days old, v'nechol and shlit them, finish them b'asrei chamra marka, and afterwards you should drink water down wine. Amalei Ravacha midif to the Ravina v'kolshkein to parach libe, that's only going to make his heart even more faint. Amalei anolikim deliba amri, we're speaking about for liyukra deliba, we're speaking about heaviness of the heart. L'pircha deliba, when you have faintness of heart, l'aseth tlaspor shiyasa d'chiti, bring three loaves of wheat bread, soak them in honey, v'nechol and eat them, v'nishtei basrei chamer chaya, and afterwards drink full strength wine. Letzircha deliba for heart pain, leiti tlasbe ninaya, you should bring three eggs of mint, v'ubeyasa de chamuna and a kibetza of cumin, v'ubeyasa de shumshimi and a kibetza of sesame, v'lechol and you should eat them all together. Lecheiv mei for intestinal pain, leiti tlasbe apilpili arichas, you should bring 300 kernels of long peppers, v'kol yom nishti mei minaya b'chamer, and every day for 3 days you should drink 100 of them in wine. Ravin de Minarish, Avila de Barti de Ravashi, Ravin de Minarish made for Rav Ashi's daughter, who had this illness, Mea v'chamshim mehani didan, 150 of our peppercorns, v'etiaisa, and she was cured by them. So you see a variance in the location can cause to, demand a different measure, and again, that goes to what the Chavis Yair said, that we don't know the measures and everything of these refuos. That's why we can't use them. L'chirtza for an intestinal worm, anpika d'chamra ba'atz for da'ara, an anpik of wine with a laurel leaf. L'chirtza chivra for a white intestinal worm, lighti bizrugal gila, bring a seed of the rocket plant, v'nitzayru b'ishsag, wrap it in cotton cloth, v'nitayru b'maya, soak it in water, v'nishtei, and drink the water, v'nizdar b'nasa, but you should be careful not to swallow the kernel, d'ilo menak v'lo l'mayane, because if you're not careful, it could puncture your intestines. L'mesar, for bowel problems, sisum retiva b'maya, fresh penny roll soaked in water, lemishra, to open the bowels, yveshta b'maya, dried penny roll soaked in water, the simanach, and a good way to remember that is, itza retiva de sachanara, fresh itza that dams a river, is a phrase that people apparently used to use, good way to remember it. Okay, finally, tachla, for spleen problems, light yishav b'nei d'maya, you should bring 7 water leeches, and it's yabshu betula, and you should dry them out in the shade, we call yom anishti tarti yitzvot b'chamra, and every day for 3 days, you should drink 2 or 3 of them in wine. The ilo, light yitachla, t'zparta d'loftach, should bring the spleen of a she-goat that has no offspring, and press it on the inside of an oven, and he should stand near the oven and say, just like that spleen is dried out, and my spleen should dry out too. And if not, he should press the spleen of the goat into a crack between the walls of a house, and he should say the following, that same formula that we said before. And if not, he should take a person who had died on Shabbos, and he should take the hand of the dead person and put it right over his spleen, the name, and he should say, just like that spleen dried out, so just like this his hand dried out, this my spleen should dry out. Vilo nice vinisa, you should bring a fish, vinitavi ben afkan, you should roast it in blacksmith's coals, vinichle bimayed ben afkan, you should eat it dipped in blacksmith's water, vinishte mimayed ben afkan, and afterwards you should drink from blacksmith's water. Hahi is a davashasi mayed ben afkan, there was a goat that drank the blacksmith's water, ishtamit vel ishtakach vel tachle, and when they shakted it, they didn't find the spleen. 30 more seconds, vilo, lift the chavisa de charmel shmei, let the patient open a barrel of wine for his own personal use. Says if he was able to take care of himself enough that he had wine, lost the kami demar, he never would have had this problem in the first place. He never would have gotten sick. Rather, he should eat morning bread. He should have breakfast every morning because that's good for your whole body. Tomorrow morning we'll start with talking about breakfast, and then we'll read through the rest of the refuahs really quickly, and then we'll learn.